7:44 is our time. It's time for Community Matters here on this Wednesday, December the 16th, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems, joined now by Robert and Vinette Davis from H&R Block in Beloit. About this time every year, we have them with us to explain, first of all, Santa's tax problems, which who knows what's going to happen this year, but also many other things that you might not be aware of when it comes to tax season, which is, believe it or not, around the corner, and you do have 15 days to do certain things that could perhaps help you on your taxes. So yeah. Vinette and Robert will help us with all of that. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Wade.
We thought about doing this whole thing in Spanish or English, depending on what we wanted to do here. And Robert's going to do Spanish version,
yes.
And
si,
Vinette's going to do English, right? Yeah, because
yes.
We were recording some tags earlier, and one said Spanish, one said English, and I asked Vinette and Robert, who's going to do the Spanish version? And neither one of them raised their hands right away. So we stuck with English on that one. I am very, very limited in Spanish. I learned German in high school, but I really wish I would have learned Spanish because I really don't have any way to apply the German other than the bad words I remember.
The Spanish that I remember, I had 3 years of Spanish also, but the problem is that it was a while ago.
It was a while ago, and you didn't have a chance to practice as much, and it kind of seeped away. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about the German as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell us what's going on here as we close out 2020, and a lot of people out there going, thank God 2020 is almost over.
Yes, it is, and it seems like that that the tax season just ended. That was back on July 15th, and then of course we had extensions, and it just kept going. Mm-hmm. So it was a different year. I guess the big thing is we still have COVID going on, and so are we going to be shut down or are we going to be open? So I don't know. I don't know what's going to bring. Is we're just attacking it like it's going to be a normal, typical tax season.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. But there's been lots of changes in the tax code because of it, the CARES Act, et cetera. And so there's lots of changes for people this year.
So you have to just plan on figuring, April, mid-April, you better have your taxes ready to go. And then if things change, you just adapt from there, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like what we did this year.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, we're encouraging people, if they want to, come in now because we're doing a lot of consultations so that people can get estimates for their year-end taxes or if they need help with the W-4s because those changed a lot this year, and it's kind of like, pin the tail on the donkey, blindfold yourself, and try to make a guess as to how much you should have withheld.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a good way for people to be able to take a look at what's going to happen so that they aren't surprised at tax time.
Unemployment income is very important to this year, especially for people that maybe either were kind of furloughed or they ended up losing their job, maybe starting another one. So how do people go about that?
Well, the IRS says that all your unemployment is taxable,
mm-hmm.
and most people didn't really think about that. I know Vinette tried to help one person try to get their unemployment set up, and we went online to try to get this done. And we knew as tax preparers that there has to be withholding. There is a place for that,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't very easily found, and we had to dig around and dig around. We finally found it,
mm-hmm.
and so there's going to be a lot of people, I'm betting, that didn't have anything withheld on their federal income tax, and it is all taxable unless Congress makes some kind of a change in the last couple of weeks or in the next couple of weeks, but I don't know. We can't expect that.
Right.
So.
And I think the other thing that's important about that is that, when people get ready to file their taxes, that's something that they don't think about. They think about waiting for their W-2s,
sure.
and then I'm ready to go. But actually, you have to wait for that 1099-G to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And the other part of that, people don't, people kind of get in their mind, I've got to wait for the IRS to open. They're going to give us this signal like go time.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, we start preparing taxes on January the 4th. So once people get the information,
mm-hmm.
we can file taxes before the IRS is open. And
I think every year we've had people that have gotten their refunds before the IRS is even officially open. He's like, well, how can you do that? Well, the IRS will use us for tests. So they'll say, hey, H&R Block, send us 10,000 returns that include this particular item on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll send that to them. We'll e-file it to the IRS. They'll actually, because when they get it, they're going to process it. So almost every year we have people get their refund already in their bank before the IRS announces when they're going to be open. And when is that date this year, Wade? We don't know. we think it's going to be late January,
mm-hmm.
but they haven't announced the date yet.
And I think just commenting on something that both of you were talking about earlier about, what is going to happen this tax season, we've had a couple of different, not conflicting, but not well-defined pieces of information so far. One high-level official has said that even if their staff goes down to 30%, they will not change the tax deadline. Then we've also heard from at the IRS stakeholder liaison meeting that they're actually getting feedback about whether or not to extend the tax season. So we think that's still a wild card that's out there, and we might have Groundhog Day again this year.
I would be willing to wager, if I were a wagering man, that probably you will, but the key is you can't plan on that happening. Just like yesterday, I'm planning on doing a basketball game, even though I know there's a chance the plug could be pulled, and it's plugged at 3 o'clock as we're getting on the road to go to Belleville.
Wow.
So you still have to plan as if it's going to happen, knowing that it may be extended, but if it isn't, I better not be scrambling, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think the other thing that happened last year that a lot of people found is those folks who came in early, their return actually got processed before the shutdown, which meant that they were in better they were further ahead in line to get their money back, because when the IRS did come back, I think there were 10 million pieces of unopened mail.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that was even about a month after they'd opened back up. You know, they IRS shut down for 2.5 months, and they just delayed everything, the service that they provide, et cetera. And you know, there's over 10 million pieces of mail. We're still getting people that are just now getting notices and or confirmation that, yes, they'd received their money, because they finally had to suspend the balance due letters because they didn't know if they'd gotten paid already. So it was an interesting year.
It's a trickle-down effect, isn't it?
Yep.
Here in 2020. All right, so let's focus on Santa here, because Santa's got a pretty big job coming up here in eight, nine days. He's pretty busy. I've seen all these commercials. He's really trying to figure out how to, you know, save and pinch those pennies and be more efficient this year. I've seen that. Santa heard a person can take out money out of the retirement account without a penalty this year. He wants to know, is that true or not?
Well, first of all, Santa, the penalty only applies when you withdraw money from a retirement account if you are younger than 59 and a half, and so maybe we shouldn't go there. But Ned always told me, hey, you don't ever ask somebody their age, you know, their hair color, or whatever, just let it go. And so, but I'm going to call Santa out on that. But so he's probably asking for a friend. I'm sure that's what it was. And so answer to the question is, all you can do is get that out without a penalty. So if you're over 59 and a half, it doesn't make any difference. If you're under 59 and a half, you save the penalty. They will waive that if you're an affected person, whatever an affected person is. I'll let Vanette tell you what an affected person is. What's an affected person, Vanette?
Basically, it means that you've been defined by affected. Man, I can't talk today.
You're doing good. You're fine.
By COVID, so that you were unable to work, you had to take time off to care for a family member who had COVID, or you suffered financial loss due to COVID. So COVID.
And that last one is pretty big, though. What is a financial loss? Well, were you laid off, or if you were a farmer or self-employed, did you not? You couldn't do your work. The good news is that rule, and this came through the CARES Act, was it allows you to pull the money out of the retirement plan to basically help yourself. And so when you do that, it is taxable still. Mm-hmm. But the good news is that you can spread that over 3 years, and it even allows you to put the money back in to reinvest it to try to lower that tax liability, because it's still going to be taxable income. Mm-hmm. So that may or may not be a good strategy.
All right. Santa wants to know why he never got his stimulus money. Uh-oh. Santa, we want him to be in a good mood. We got to figure this out.
Well, Santa, you're not alone. My son asked me the same question on a regular basis.
Show me the money.
That's right. He hadn't seen it.
Where is it? So there have been a lot of people who have not gotten their stimulus money still, and I'm not sure if this answer falls in the same category as asking about your age, because it does depend on how much money you made. Mm-hmm. So, if you made over $150,000 as a married filing joint couple, you would not be eligible for the stimulus. But there are also some other reasons why you may not have gotten that money. The government started putting it on prepaid cards, which some people thought was junk mail, and threw in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might have been claimed as a dependent. But don't worry, if you didn't get your stimulus money this year, you'll be able to claim it when you file your taxes.
Does that still count as income, though?
No, it does not count as income, because the stimulus money is a credit on your taxes.
On the 2020 return.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so if you didn't get the stimulus check during the year, it means bigger refund.
All right. Yeah. Like it.
And that also means, though, that some people that didn't qualify before now may qualify. And so we're excited about it. We think it's going to have a great opportunity. But people need to file. I mean, you just got to file to reconcile. It's one of those new rules this year.
Okay. So. Santa said that a second stimulus check is on everyone's Christmas wish list. He wants to know if you can help him out on this for Christmas.
That sounds like the naughty and nice list kind of thing to me, because that's what's been going on in Washington. Is there going to be a second stimulus check? How do we know? I don't know. There's been some naughty and nice stuff going on, mainly naughty. Naughty stuff going on. And so we don't know. I don't know. It's still up in the air. They're still negotiating. Some side wants more than the other. And so as a result, nobody gets anything.
Okay.
Maybe that's changed by last night. I haven't.
Not yet, but they're getting closer to something. But as to what it's going to be, we don't know yet. Santa said that he gives his elves 2 weeks of paid time off every year, which covers their sick or vacation time. He wants to know if he is supposed to do something different for elves who are out sick with COVID.
Yes, Santa, you are. The Families First Corona Response Act, which I got to say is a mouthful, so it just gets abbreviated down to FFRCA, gives people 80 hours of paid sick leave in addition to the employer-offered sick leave. But you, Santa, would only be paying your employees for 2 weeks of paid-off time out of your pocket, because you get credit for the payroll that you give to the employees when you make your payroll tax deposit. So you get that money back. And there's actually a lot of credits that are built in there, even if you're self-employed, for business entities, for employees, through that act. So that is something that would be really good to sit down and talk with someone in detail to find out if you might be eligible.
All right. Looks like.
And, of course, in this year, it's mask up. And so I want to ask Santa a question. Santa.
Apparently, I'm the mediator here for Santa. I are pretty tight.
Please ask him this, because I want to know. I heard a report that he was wearing a mask that was just basically his fake beard and mustache.
Yeah, I can neither confirm nor deny that. Sound like a politician now for Santa here, as I'm his campaign spokesperson or something.
Oh, yeah, you're trying to get on the nice list.
Yes,
aren't
you? I am. Yes, I am, Vinette. I have some work to do between now and Christmas, and I am sucking up to the big man. Yes, I am. Yes, oh my. Well, it's funny, because my 7-year-old yesterday, he had a he had this deal. He goes, Dad, let's play this guessing game. I'm like, guessing game? So it's basically with 7 questions he had, and he asked me, like, what's my teacher's first name? I'm like, oh, goodness, I know, but I don't know, and so forth and so on. And so he got down and goes, so then all of a sudden the questions turn into his opinion. So he's like, so what's the best thing about Christmas? According to me. I'm like, well, gee, I don't. Getting presents, I figured I'd win. I'd get that one right. Santa. He said, Santa's the correct answer. Santa's the best thing about Christmas. So I'm like, okay, I missed that one, but good to know that Santa is the most important thing about Christmas instead of getting presents, because most kids, I think, would say presents, and more presents.
Exactly. But Santa is the bearer of the gifts,
yes,
and therefore it's like a direct correlation. Santa equals presents.
Yeah, that's true.
If there's no Santa, there's no gift.
That's true. Without Mrs. Claus, Santa's got a lot of problems as well. So remember
that
Mrs. Claus is the brains behind the operation, no doubt about that.
Right. Yep.
All right, before we let you guys go, anything else you want to add or let people know here as before we close out 2020, because I'm sure, you know, people may want to need to do things, or going to want to do some things and shuffle some things in regards to getting some write-offs and so forth and so on, and deductions, so they can help themselves going into 2021.
Absolutely, those things are all true. Come and see us about that. But the thing that I really want to make sure that I get a chance to mention is the Light the Night that the Chamber is doing, because we're part, H&R Block is partnering with the Chamber on their Jingle All the Way promotion through the holidays. And Light the Night is something new that we're doing this year. And, you know, it's all about social distancing right now, right? You hardly get to see a person without a mask.
Right.
But with Light the Night, you can go either to H&R Block, the Chamber, or Ray's Apple Market, or just get a candle out of your own cabinet. And at 6 o'clock on Sunday night, December 20th, we're all going to go out. We're going to line our streets. We're going to light our candle. You're going to be playing Christmas carols for us.
Yes, we will.
And we're and the drones are going to fly over, and we're going to be making our own little Hallmark moment.
I like it. I like it. That'll be awesome. We look forward to that. It's coming up Sunday at 6 o'clock. So just be tuned here for the music. 6 o'clock here on KD Country 94 and online, kdcountry94.com. And we'll make some holiday moments and memories. Vanette and Robert, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year to you.
Merry Christmas
Merry
to you.
Merry Christmas.
It's 8 o'clock. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.